We're in a situation where we have very weak recovery nationwide. Florida lags a bit. It is probably one of the weakest recoveries that we've had in many, many years. Things are less worse. The job losses are a bit less worse, but job hiring has not improved very much.
He warned of another sharp decline in countywide property tax revenues.
The state forecast for FY11 is a decline of about 8.5% in taxable value. Now, that's what occurred in 2009 affects FY11. The interesting news there is that just about where we were last year when we looked at the Plan 11 budget, about an 8.5% decline.
The state's projected revenue decline of 8.5% was on the low end of a range of estimates. Bricky said that this will be slightly offset by the fact that the decline in sales tax revenues will not be as sharp as it has been in recent years.
Looking at our taxable sales, we're still expecting some decrease, about 2%. And looking at the recent history, those figures have improved where we were down at some point about 15% compared to a year ago. Now we're down at about 2% a year ago. So there has been some improvement, as there's been some modest improvement in the economy.
Bricky said that the county's general fund will likely see a surplus of $71 million over the next 5 years. That's if the county does not move forward on its expansion of the county jail by 2015. But the county's unincorporated fund, which covers services like police and fire in areas not located within the county's three cities, is not expected to fare so well. This, the economist said, is due to factors like less communication services tax revenues and increased retirement program costs.
Here we have an estimated deficit of about $6 million. Again, some of the differences from FY11, we've adjusted the revenue estimates, slightly lower ad valorem estimates, slightly lower CST estimates, lower actual fund balance, the higher FRS rates, and other estimated bargaining costs. So here, we have that $6 million deficit, which climbs through 5 years to about $30.6 million.
With such a cloudy forecast for the coming fiscal year, the county is looking at the range of services it provides to see where it can make cuts. County Administrator Pat Bean suggested that the board ask the Citizens Advisory Committee to advise them on what programs could be slashed. The CAC, which consists of appointees chosen by each commissioner, advises the board on a range of issues. The board, she said, could use their help on the budget.
You appointed them to help you address the needs of our community and to look at issues that you are dealing with that could be somewhat troublesome or problematic at times, and this is one.
The commission agreed with Bean and voted unanimously to seek their advice. But the county said it also wants to hear from hard-to-reach demographics like residents under 30. Lori Hudson, the county's communications director, said her department is working on new ways to glean feedback on the county budget, including a Facebook page and a blog.
There are so many tools that are available to us and to our citizens. And so this year, to really build upon the gains, we'd like to talk about using social media. Now, we haven't really done this before, but there's good reason for us to do this. It's super convenient for our citizens. And it also allows us to maximize many of these tools at no cost to Hillsborough County.
Hudson added that such outlets at no cost to the county would boost transparency and provide a more direct way for residents to get answers from the county. Commissioner Mark Sharp said that such transparency might help restore trust among residents in the way that the county creates its budget.
Citizens should feel like they have the opportunity to ask questions of their government and get an answer, and not on our time, but on their time, and to be able to respond as quickly as possible, but as thoroughly as possible. We should be doing that and providing as much information. And if we're concerned about accuracy, then we just double check. But we ought to make sure that we are providing that information, making it available to the citizens and empowering them and giving them a sense that, hopefully increasing their confidence.